judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a winepress. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
All right, now. What did I tell you? What did I tell you? There, I don't know. That was weird. I was just, we're cooking along, we're doing along, and all of a sudden, OBS glitches. I don't know. I do not know. Here we go with part two. But I was happening to read Psalm 139, an imprecatory psalm. Probably don't like that too much. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to use OBS. Hopefully that won't ever happen again. But I wanted to read out to those who might be watching part two, who are maybe some the enemies that we hate. Yes, the Lord will release the fierce wrath of God like juice flowing from a wine press. This is why I have selected Revelation 19 for the opener of this video, because the Lord will release the fierce wrath of God. There's no stopping it. Nothing can stop what is coming. You can stop my channel if that's what happened. I don't know. Maybe it's just something, it's a glitch. A glitch happens. Never has happened before, but it could happen. It's just funny that it happened when I'm reading the imprecatory Psalm of 139. Psalm 139. And I'll read it again, and they might glitch it again. We'll see. We'll find out. It is, oh God, if only you would destroy the wicked. Get out of my life, you murderers. They blaspheme. Theme you. Your enemies misuse your name. What you might have missed when I said this is that and I'll say it again. They kick us off, we'll say it again, and we'll say it again, and we'll say it again. The Lord says that they have misused his name, they will be put in the lowest parts of hell. He says, this is the first of the Ten Commandments. The Lord says, I will not hold him guiltless who uses my name in vain. They use his name and they say that they're preaching the gospel, and they are not. Many of these preachers have been controlled by the New World Order Antichrist, and they have told the people lies about the Lord, and they know it. Now, some people maybe don't understand the truth of God's word, but some of these people know it when they've done this knowingly. There are others who are in Israel who have taken the name of Israel in vain. The Bible says clearly in Revelation 2 verse 9, in Revelation 3 verse 9, he says there are those who say they are they are Jews, but they are not. They are of the synagogue of Satan. And I will tell you this, I posted that the other day on TikTok, and that got banned. They do not want that truth to come out there. I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying all that, and I don't care. I don't care. I have to speak the truth, because I'm not one of these false prophets. I'm just a lady with a laptop. You guys know that. I'm a lady right here just like you guys. I'm just out here telling you the truth of God's word as plain as I possibly can. That's what the whole point is of my books, of everything that we do on this channel. And we, as it says here in this verse, we hate those people who fight against the Lord. We hate those people who are enemies of the Lord, who are fighting against America. America has the destiny to save the world, and they're trying to stop America. This is why President Trump said he hates them, and we hate them. We hate them, just as it says in Psalm 139, verse 21, shouldn't I hate those who hate you? Shouldn't I despise those who oppose you? For yes, I hate them with a total hatred, for your enemies are my enemies. And that's when we got kicked off, and that's why I was going to read that to you again. We hate them with a perfect hatred. We hate the ones who worshiped demons, who've literally done whatever the demons told them to do to harm these poor children in Texas, to harm the people all over the world with the jab, to harm the people with putting us in debt slavery. All the things that they have done, we hate them. That's what President Trump was saying. He hates them, the ones who voted against this, because he knows why they did it. Did you guys see that they are going to have to shut down like so many of these Planned Parenthood, their whole thing is curtains. It's amazing. That's what they didn't really talk about that before, but that's what's happening. Their evil empire is disintegrating. This is why they did not vote for it. This is why President Trump says he hates them, because they want their evil empire to grow, and we're making it melt with this big, beautiful bill. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad that we're back. And my thingy is about to fall off. Oh, God, that'd be great. That'd be another great thing if my microphone fell off the counter. All right, so thank you, Lord, for the imprecatory psalms. This is what we need to pray. Go back and look at the videos I just did a few weeks ago on the imprecatory psalms. We have to pray for their evil to be ended, for them to stop their evil. Okay? All right, so here we go. Continuing on part two. Yeah, pray. And he said to pray so for our country. And here is where he talked about, let's see, which one was this one? Okay, this is about the Golden Age. He said just about the Golden Age. And he talked about how he hated them. All right, so that got me all going on the Psalm 139. All right, so next, very, very interesting news that President Trump said that he will do a complete income tax cut, starting with people making under $200,000 a year. Okay, so there are people, I'm just telling you, there are people who are angry. Yes, good riddance to Planned Parenthood. Praise the Lord. There are people who are angry about that the big, beautiful bill is not really cutting out all tax on Social Security. It's not. There's a cap on it. If it had been up to President Trump, he would have removed it entirely. But because you have to get this through these lame brains in Congress, these evildoers in Congress, to get it through there, they slashed it. They made it where it's not cutting out all the tax on Social Security, like he had wanted it to be, as well as the tax on tips. And I'm not going to go into the detail on what is going on there, but I'm telling you, this is where we're headed. President Trump is going to do this, and this is the first step. First step is to get rid of these, get this one passed, and then go step by step by step until we can get this done. So I want you to hear what he had to say about this, because I don't want you to miss this.
Taxes for the people of this country. It'll take a little while before we do that, but we're going to be cutting taxes. And it's possible we'll do a complete tax cut, because I think the tariffs will be enough to cut all of the income tax. We're going to be giving people of this country a tremendous tax cut. And we're going to start with people making less than $200,000 a year.
Okay, I want you to hear one quick thing that he said.
This is for the people of this country. It'll take a little while before we do that.
It's going to take a little while before we do that. Why? Because he's got to work around these criminals in Congress. That's why. And so, because they're controlled by, obviously, the New World Order. Even though they voted for it, they tweaked it to take a lot of the punch out of it. They want to still have us where our labor, everything we do is taxed. Our death tax and all the different things. Well, President Trump, I think he's eliminated the death tax. I heard him talking about that, and so I need to research that more. But anyway, I want you to see that. Imagine the income tax completely gone. Now, before we go on to the next thing, I want you to see, is it this one? No. I want you to see the other one he talks about. Okay, before we go on, I want you to see the one where he's talking about the property taxes. Here, this one right here. This is amazing. President Trump has expressed support for eliminating property taxes, specifically for seniors over 65 who own their homes outright, as part of his broader tax policy discussions. Posts on X from White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt and others indicate that Trump has repeatedly called for no property taxes for people over 65 who own their house outright, stating a house should not be a burden for seniors. So here you work all your life, you pay off your house, and you end up still having to pay taxes on it. The taxes make it where you don't ever really own it. This is what they want. The criminal cabal wants it, where you never actually own anything. They want to make it where you are just continually their debt slave until you die. I mean, these people are outrageous. The Bible says clearly in Isaiah 65 that they will no longer confiscate your vineyards. In other words, no more confiscatory taxes where they make it where you don't actually own anything because it's taxed and taxed and taxed and taxed until you die. Okay, that's going to end. Actually, one of my dear friends who lives here, but she's from Iran. She actually has two homes in Iran. I said, how can you afford to keep them? Do you have them rented out? She said, no, because we don't pay property tax in Iran. What does that tell you? Right? They've attacked Iran because Iran was not allowing for the central bank and they weren't allowing for the property tax of the people. So they ended up taking them over and doing other things to harm their country and using them as the nuclear boogeyman. Anyway, we'll get into that in just a second. But imagine this. This is what the Bible says is going to happen. And this is where President Trump is trying to get us to, but he's got to work against these people. So if anyone comes up to you and says, well, the big, beautiful bill doesn't do all these things he promised, it would have if Congress had not fought him, okay? So anyway, of course, the property taxes are primarily a state and local matter, not directly under federal control. So implementing such a policy would likely involve federal incentives or coordination with states, which could face constitutional and practical challenges, okay? So just be aware that this is a state issue with these property taxes. But he's, let me just say this, I bet on Trump, he's going to get it done one way or the other. Just hold on tight, okay? The One Big Beautiful Bill, signed July 4th, focuses on extending the 2017 Tax Cuts and Job Act, increasing SALT, state and local tax deduction cap to $40,000 and other tax breaks, but it doesn't explicitly eliminate property taxes. Okay, but stay tuned. This will happen. All right, so now let's go on to the next thing. This is where President Trump talks about he was not happy with them. And I want to break down what I really think that he is saying. He's talking about this conversation that he had with Putin. Okay, so I'm going to tell you what I really think he is saying. Check this out.
Speaking to President Zelensky tomorrow, early in the morning. And, I'm very disappointed with the conversation I had today with President Putin. Because I don't think he's there. And I'm very disappointed. Well, it's not, I'm just saying, I don't think he's looking to stop. And that's too bad. This is Biden. This isn't me. This is Biden's war. It wouldn't have happened. If I were president, it wouldn't have happened. So, I in one way, I had to get too involved because it's Biden's war. And I got stuck in the middle of it, just like I did with immigration and a lot of other things that they screwed up. But I was not happy with the conversation, though.
Okay. Let's break it down. What is he saying? Because I mean, you look at his actions more than you look at his words. He is stopping sending weapons to Ukraine. He says, I don't want to get involved because this was Biden's war. That never stops President Trump before, right? So if he really wanted to stop Putin, he could. The Economist magazine actually put out a cover saying that Putin and Trump are working together. And that's my contention. Why are they doing that? We know that the bioweapons labs, if you haven't seen Bioclandestine, he's on X and he's on Telegram. I've shared his information many, many times. His information has gone viral, showing how these bioweapons labs are all throughout Ukraine. They've used Ukraine for this evil. It's just the most crime-ridden place in the entire world. That tells you right there, it's the head of the cabal, the head of the New World Order. And so when Putin is going in there, and I think I've got a picture here, maybe not, of them, no, maybe not, of them being the blasting it. I mean, just the Kiev, thankfully, is now being called Kiev instead of Kiev. Kiev is being destroyed. And it appears from President Trump's actions that he agrees with this criminal cabal being destroyed in Ukraine. Now, I'm sure there are people there who are innocent bystanders and they need to duck for cover because they need to come out from among them, as the Bible says, and get away from these people and not participate in their Nazi regime. This is really what it has been. And President Trump has known that. We've known that for years, that how they've used this for their criminal network. This is the head of this criminal network. Okay, so he's allowing Putin to go in and says he's not happy with them. And he was not happy with the conversation. Well, that doesn't mean he's not happy with Putin. He's just not, in my opinion, he's not happy with how Ukraine has been used for evil to hijack the world and to threaten the world, to use this for trafficking of children, trafficking of drugs, trafficking of these bioweapons labs where they've used this to damage the American health. He's not happy about that, and neither am I, and neither are you, I'm sure. You all know about it. Yeah. I am Taylor. Putin will stop when the worldwide trafficking of children ceases going through Ukraine. Thank you, I am Taylor, 1935. Yes, that's when he'll stop, when the evil stops. And that's basically what President Trump was saying. But you see how he says things in such a way. He's a media genius. He's a communications genius. And he is saying things in such a way that we understand what he's saying. But a lot of people, you know, he's got to thread that needle. I'm telling you perfectly, that's what he does. He says they didn't make any progress at all. Well, he didn't progress in stopping it because he could. We very well know that he could. He didn't make progress in stopping it because he wants it to remove this evil that is over there. And a lot of people don't necessarily realize that. It's just what it is. Think of it, if you're a parent and you've got the bad guys are coming into your house and you can't tell, you know, you've got your child, you hide and don't say a word about where you are and I'm going to go fight the bad guys. You know, you can't tell the criminal everything. You've just got to be very, very wise. And that's what President Trump does. He's not going to tell, as he said many times, he's not going to tell the enemy his plans. All right. So now this was so cute. Dan Scavino shared this video and it is adorable. And so one of our anons came up with what they think about these seals. So check out and listen specifically for the little puppy dog saying something about the seal. Okay. Check this out. Let me see if I want to make sure you can hear this little puppy. It is so cute.
Ooh. It's definitely down there. I can see it.
Yeah, I can see it too. I'm looking right at it.
Yeah, well, I just feel like you can't be 100% sure because you're not looking in the water with me, so I'll just double check for you.
Yeah, it's definitely down there. See, if you looked in the water with me, you'd be able to see it.
Well, I see it just fine, so.
I'm telling you, man, I'm looking right at it.
Yeah, every time you do that, you're actually making it harder for me to see.
It's right there.
You keep shaking,
it's right there, dude.
You keep shaking the water around it.
Right? I don't know, dude. I think I'm just going to have to deep dive for it. Navy SEAL this.
Okay, well, you're a dog, not a SEAL. So.
I'm going for it. Here we go.
You're a dog, not a SEAL. Did y'all catch that? You're a dog, not a SEAL. Interesting. Check it out.
Not even close. No. Come on, you're getting all wet.
Wow, yeah, that's at least like 3,049 or two clicks or something down there.
No, just let me think of a better plan, okay?
Tell Mom and Dad I'm a good boy. I'm going
away. Hold on.
Saw a few sharks. I had to get out of there.
Definitely some sharks.
I think if we both go down at the same time, we'll be able to get it.
Okay, yeah, I know that sounds like a terrible point, then I'm not going to do that.
Seriously, I had it in my mouth. I was so close.
You had no point had that in your mouth. I saw the whole thing. You weren't even close.
I had to drop it. There was like 70 sharks.
Yeah, there's literally no sharks, so.
Oh my goodness, that is so cute. That is so cute. And I'm just enjoying the video. But these great anons, there's something he's saying. Let's look at what he is saying. So here's where his post was about the not a SEAL. And then he says at 9:21, not a SEAL. What are sealed? At the 9:21 post. I love anons. Thank you, Leanne Askew. Awesome job. I just love my anons. They're so great, you know, and I'm just, I'm like the little puppy dog. I'm like, yeah, look at the ball. It's so cute. And they're like, no, son, he's trying to give us a message. He's trying to give us a message. Look at this. It's not a coincidence that post 921 talks about a seal. He's saying there's not a seal. So what is he saying? I don't know. The only thing that I know that are sealed are these indictments, almost 500,000 indictments that are sealed. So is he saying that they're being unsealed? I don't know. I hope that's what he's saying. I'm ready for these people to be held to an account. And that could possibly be the trigger. This was June 28th, but you know, this big, beautiful bill passing, this could really lead to a lot of that happening because I know you're ready and I'm ready. And don't worry about the Diddy trial. We never expected to get justice in the courts. This is all to show you're not going to get justice in the courts. You're not. I don't care if you've got someone dead to rights. They're not going to get justice in the courts. And but we have to have the military tribunals. And then one day, like I said, I was working on the chapter on justice. We are going to have courts where you actually go and get justice, where you actually, where the innocent get the justice that they deserve, instead of, you know, being adding insult to injury, where you've already been harmed and then you end up paying, and it's just awful what's been happening in the courts. Okay, no more. And for the golden age, we're going to have good courts where if someone does a crime, they're going to do the time. They're going to be the ones held to an account. Okay. I just thought that was so cute. All right. So next thing is that 88. Have you seen this post? And I didn't know about really the 88. I don't the post 88, but I knew about post 88, but I didn't really think of it as post 88. So this is post 88 right here, where it talks about 10 days darkness. Okay, so we're still kind of wondering what is going to happen on that, and you know how dark is the darkness? Focus. Was U.S. Today while real happening in Saudi Arabia under the same context: military control, martial law, missile strike, rogue, etc. Okay, so this was back in November 5th, 2017. This is right after Q started posting. I mean, within just like 6 days, he'd already posted 88 posts. And on this, he tells us that there are going to be, it's 10 days, darkness. Scare tactics from the MSM, D's falling, R's walking away, removed, Saudi Arabia, U.S., Asia, European Union. Disinformation is real. Disinformation is necessary. Distractions are necessary. Okay. And it talks about what happened in Saudi Arabia back in 2017. Did I just say that right? Yeah, November 2017, that there was martial law, and the criminals at the top, including Al-Walid bin Talal, were arrested. And that was when Saudi Arabia was set free from these people. And so that's why they adore President Trump. They know they're fighting so hard to help us. They're putting so much money toward America to help them. Look at everything. It looks like everything's dripping in gold over there. It's just absolutely beautiful. The women are able to have more freedoms now. All these things are happening. Just the beginning of what it's going to actually be in the golden age. But 88 really points us to there being a day when we have military control, martial law. Again, if you have these indictments unsealed so that they can go in and arrest these people, it has to be under military control, martial law, because you try to arrest 500,000 people, you could possibly have a terrible war, a terrible danger. It could be protests and no telling what kind of evil could happen. I'm sure they're trying everything in the world to prevent themselves from being arrested. So 88 is this post where it's talking about that we will have this military control, martial law, okay? Military operations, operators in U.S., Snow White, The Great Awakening, Godfather 3. Godfather 3 is where it's basically the takedown of this criminal cabal, the Godfather criminal mafia, okay? And that's what we're working on. Okay, so I posted this. I'm going to share this post with you over in the chat. And if you guys can please pop that over onto the comment section, I would really appreciate it. So this is post 88. I'll just say 88. So you can grab that and make sure you go and like it and share it. It's only got 1973 views. So if you can go and share it. Okay, so here's where President Trump said 88. Check this out. 11. Hang on.
1,888 murderers came into our country, and some we've already gotten out, but it's terrible. Many of them, more than 50%, murdered more than one.
Okay, so 88, and of course he has to say murderers, because he's talking about, it's in context of what he's talking about, but yeah, these 500,000 people that we're talking about that have sealed indictments, I've shared the link with you many times, they are basically trying to murder America. You know, all the things that they have done to try to harm America and all of humanity. And so he says 88. He says 88. This is it's a big key word for anons. Okay. And then the hunt for Red October is also very big in the movement. Q talked about the hunt for Red October. And so basically that whole movie is about, stopping the bad guys that they're under the water, and then it comes up above the water. Basically, that all this war has been this silent war that's been going on, and at some point this is all going to come up above the surface for people to see what's been going on. And it's just very interesting that it has 88% tomato meter and 88% popcorn meter. That's just maybe a coincidence, 88. But yeah, so we are buckled up no matter what happens. If we have military law, we have military control and martial law, we're not going to worry. We're not going to be panickings. And even if the storm, it says the storm is upon us, we're ready. We know that we've got to get these people arrested. They won't stop. No legislation in the world will stop them. They have to be arrested. And the only way they can be arrested is through martial law, military control. Okay, so I want you to see that. And you can definitely look into that post a little bit more. But we're not panickings. Nobody here is panicking. All right, so if you haven't seen this one, check this out. The last I saw, it has 180-something thousand views. This one, yeah, 187,000 views, almost 188. So I posted this, and it's pinned over on my my X. I'll go ahead and share that link with you also in the chat. This one is about connecting the dots, and I'm not really going to go into a lot of detail on it, but it's connecting the dots between all the evil things that they were doing with using Iran and North Korea as the nuclear boogeyman. And that, and also the biggest thing is they're connecting the dots with Musk having these massive subsidies. President Trump said this. If you scroll down after you watch me part one and part two, then you see President Trump talking about Elon has more subsidies than any human being in history by far. And without subsidies, Elon would probably have to go to close up shop. He talks about here that he's, you know, Elon has all these subsidies. And so what this post is talking about is the Starlink, SpaceX Starlink satellites were to be used by the CIA to instigate war. Okay, let me just read this. SpaceX was a globalist tool to militarize space. They talked about this even back in the day of Reagan. You always think, oh, it's going to be a good thing because it'll protect us. But what it ends up being is a way to, they turn the weapons back on America. That's the problem. All this money that went, you know, that was our tax dollars that went to Iran were to be used to nuke America. They use it and to try to destroy us. Understand that the people at the top are bound and determined to destroy America one way or the other. And they, a lot of the ways that they've been trying to do it have been obliterated. So now what are they going to use? And potentially actual storms. But anyway, so back to SpaceX. These satellites, which are great. I'm right now running on Starlink, and I really like it. It gives me good service, even, you know, no matter what. SpaceX was a globalist tool to militarize space, with Iridium satellites enabling North Korea's ICBM tracking, creating a global hostage scenario with global elites holding the trigger, that they can use these satellites that are all over the world to be a trigger to start a world war. The CIA could use those satellites, like Echo devices, Amazon Echo devices, to manipulate threats, potentially staging an attack to blame Russia. And so Q would question Musk's subsidies. Trump remarks about Musk being the most subsidized human in history. It's a signal he's exposing this globalist scheme. Now, here, if you scroll down, you'll see where it's talking about, let's see, okay, there's President Trump's post, and here's talking about SpaceX. And it's talking about NASA stopped. Remember, NASA was stopped. Why are we having our space technology by a private company instead of having a government institution? So very interesting post there. And you know, the Eye of Ra, left eye marker, very interesting. Elon had this black eye when he was in the Oval Office a few days ago. The question is he controlled? Is he Elon? What is going on with Elon? It's beyond my reasoning powers. But anyway, it says here, why is Elon Musk provided big worldwide subsidies? No subsidies equals he wouldn't be able to continue, like President Trump just said. Clown contribution in exchange for access code. Why is this relevant? Amazon Echo, they could get the access code of the satellites to be able to send off these missiles. Okay, and that's what really I think that President Trump is exposing right now. And as I said before, in the Big Beautiful Bill, Boeing got the contract for these new satellites. Very interesting. I need to look into it more. But anyway, the point is, has this been shut down? What they were doing to use the satellites for evil, has President Trump stopped that, put a stop to that? Now, interestingly enough, today, Elon just filed to have a third party. So it looks like, ostensibly, that Elon is a bad guy and that he's trying to stop President Trump. He's trying to stop the big, beautiful bill. It appears that way. It certainly does. Is he being exposed? What is the real truth about Elon right now? Something happened to Elon? A lot of people would say it has. Something has happened to Elon and he's out of the picture. We will see. Just enjoy the show. Bottom line, President Trump is in control. And I care nothing about a third party. Whatever President Trump says, that's what we're going to do. And nobody cares what Elon says. Nobody cares. We don't care if he wants to start another, spend his billions or whatever on a third party. We're not going for that. Whatever President Trump says, we trust him, and that's what we're going to do. Simple as that. All right, so now you have that. So definitely take a minute and watch that and definitely share it. The other thing is, yeah, here's where he started this. He's also following this Andrew Yang, whatever. Cat Turd is over it. I'm over it. We don't care. He's starting this political party. None of us care. We don't. We're over it. We're done. All right. So the next thing is, I think this is my last thing to show you, that Robert Kennedy Jr., I'm so thankful for him. President Trump is working so hard, but if we don't get our health back, then it's pointless anyway. We've got to be able to make babies, and we've got to be able to have our health back so that everyone doesn't have autism and depression and schizophrenia, and where they can actually reason and think for themselves. So check this out. I love me some Robert Kennedy Jr.
Hey everyone, I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr., your HHS Secretary. It's the 4th of July, so I want to talk about independence and particularly health independence. I always like to say that a healthy person has 1,000 dreams, but a sick person has only one. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness doesn't mean very much if you're too sick to enjoy it. Now, I'm sorry to say that for the last 6 decades, Americans have gotten sicker and sicker. We are now the sickest country on earth. Life expectancy has declined precipitously. Liberty has vanished for people who are mired in serious chronic illnesses. And an epidemic of addiction and mental illness has hobbled the pursuit of happiness. As ultra-processed food took over our diets and pharmaceutical profits corrupted our healthcare system, this country has lost the most basic of all freedoms, the freedom that comes from being healthy. Right now, there's a new American revolution underway to change all that. We've just gotten started here at HHS to rebuild a food and medical system that are worthy of your trust. And I'm inviting you to join the revolution, too, by making healthy choices for you and your family. Happy Independence Day, everyone.
Yes, happy Independence Day. Happy to have our health back. Happy to not be under their system. Do everything you possibly can to eat healthy, eat clean, eat healthy. If you haven't seen my green smoothie page, definitely go and watch my green smoothie. Look, this was the VAERS, the open VAERS report, the vaccine injury report. Look at this. For all these years, they had injuries, but very, very small. But look at this. In 2020, it went off the charts, 24,000 in that year. These were just the ones that were reported, and many of them were not reported. So this, thankfully, fewer are being reported now. I think it's because a lot of people are not taking the jab anymore. But some of these people have long, lifelong injuries from it. And so this is, we're going to have our independence from these people. And so just a miracle. It's an absolute beautiful miracle. As I was saying from before, Philippians 4:8, if there's anything praiseworthy, think on these things. Think on the fact that we have President Trump as the president and Robert Kennedy Jr. as the HHS secretary. I mean, that can make your day every day. But here's the health page. If you haven't seen this health page, definitely go and check this out, because we are, as he says, there's a health revolution. We are getting our health back ourselves. And I'm very thankful for what he's doing. And making sure that taking out all these things from the foods. But we haven't been eating that stuff anyway. We are watching. And if you didn't see my most recent video, I think it was Tuesday video, we talk about how we make sure that we look at the ingredients, that we make sure that we don't have any of these dyes in the foods, all these things that are so damaging to our nervous system. But if you've had some of these things and when you didn't even know about it and it's damaged your system, this is how you detox all this stuff out. Or even the 2021 effects. The 2021 effects right here. This is what this is about. Every day I do the Pure Body Extra to get in the cellular level to get this cleaned up. And actually, I think it's tomorrow. It's going to be a special for the new people for like $5. I think that's happening tomorrow. So just stay tuned on that. So I'll be putting the link over on the social media. But on the silver, this is a true way to cleanse your system from mold. Mold in your body. I do this every day. I throw it into my smoothie. Here's my thing on my smoothie. If you haven't done the smoothie, definitely do that every day. The green smoothie, I go into. It's a lot to throw in there, but it is so, so good for your body, to help your body to do well. And then these are the true colors that are truly healthy for us. Instead of harming our health, it actually helps our health. And that's what we saw on freedomforce.live/blue. You'll see Robert Kennedy Jr. putting this into his water and drinking it down. I like to put it in my smoothie. It does make your tinkle green. That's okay. But it is so easy to drink in a smoothie because it's, you know, it just kind of mixes together. It's a little bit, you know, harsh all by itself, in my opinion, but that's up to you. All these ways. I'm doing the CD for my mouthwash and my toothpaste. Getting chlorine dioxide is amazing at getting rid of any toxins. Amazing. I'm so thankful to have this now for my mouthwash and my toothpaste and even for nasal spray. I love the nasal spray. Absolutely amazing. So my husband was struggling, like, he calls it blowing his four barrel every morning. And so he's been taking that and I think it's cleansed out this chronic infection. I think his nasal inflammation that he had. So he's doing so much better on that. So definitely check into that. These, and it's really terrific, terrific prices. Freedomforce.live/CD to check that out. Anyway, all these things are available over here that are, you know, he can't tell us about all these things. The man only has so many hours in the day. So that's why we're sharing these things from person to person to person. Here's our wonderful Keto Carrie, who helped to save my life when I got poisoned. And she helped me with, actually the EDTA, which was so great. I used that to just claw away the toxins that are like on your insides that are just hard to remove. Amazing. The methylene blue helps you with dementia. The black seed oil helps you with the leaky gut. These are all the things that they have done to destroy our health. They've destroyed our gut so that we can't even absorb the nutrients. So this is how we're getting it back. I use all these products here to help to detox my home. We don't allow one toxin in our home. Because even one thing that you put in your home, it can negate all the other good things that you're doing. Here's the CBD. This is wonderful for your nerves to help like a conditioner for your nerves to help your nerves to act properly and to send the proper signal. So definitely check into the CBD page right here also. And of course, our Dr. Laura. Our Dr. Laura is amazing. Thank you, Lord, for Dr. Laura. And we're going to have this wonderful doctor on who she has helped. He was a pain management specialist and he couldn't even help himself. And she has helped him with his multiple sclerosis. So exciting. If you're in pain, you don't have to be. Go and check out prescribinglife.com. It's really great news. And I'm just very, very thankful for Robert Kennedy Jr. Let's give praise and thanks for this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful man who has helped the world, is helping the world so much to be free. So I'm going to share that page right there on the chat with you guys right there. There's the health page. So definitely check into all those things there. And I'm going to show you the smoothie page. I know it's a lot, but it's, once you get used to it and you have it all in one little spot in your fridge and in your drawer, then it's not that hard. It's not that big of a deal. Okay. So I put the greens. The greens also are they're a little much. They're a little strong, but once you throw them in your smoothie, it's okay. Okay. I don't drink it like that. Some people can. Kudos to you if you can. I just throw it in my green smoothie where I have a lot of other, like this beet powder makes it nice and sweet. I throw in some strawberries. They're organic. Please, mercy sake, eat organic strawberries. If you can't eat organic strawberries, don't eat strawberries at all. It's that bad. Strawberries absorb all that, those toxins. So you cannot eat strawberries that are not organic. Okay. Anyway, so yeah, all these things that I throw on there that are helping. I do the meal, the the pea protein powder. I get tons of protein to help my body to be strong and healthy. Anyway, so check into it. I think that's got a video on here. Yeah, I've got the video. It's going slow right now, but anyway, I'm not going to play it right now. The point is, this is how we're getting our health back, and thank God for Robert Kennedy Jr. And we're going to be, I'm ready to look, be as strong as he is. That day's coming. We're all going to be strong and healthy again. Make America healthy again. Praise the Lord. All right. I guess it's time to pray, and then we're going to jet out. Okay. All right. Again, we praise you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for all the wonderful things that we are seeing happen. Thank you for Robert Kennedy Jr. Thank you for President Trump. Thank you for all these who are working so hard to stop this evil. And thank you for the big, beautiful bill. Thank you for the truth that we can see through all these things, that the lies that they have that they foisted on us. But Lord, I pray, we pray now together for all those who are still under the control of the mainstream media and the social media brainwashing. We pray for them that they will awaken, Lord. Touch their hearts, touch their minds, and we're ready, for Lord, for you to do the great harvest of awakening, the great, great awakening. And Lord, all in your perfect timing. We trust your perfect timing. We know that this horrible thing that happened in Kerrville, we just pray for everybody who's involved and all the parents and all the family members who've lost loved ones. We ask you to help them and bless them and strengthen them, encourage them, help them to know that their loved one is safe with you, and that they will see them again, and that it's just help them through it, Lord. Help them through. Help give their hearts the courage that they need to face each day and to be overcomers, Lord, by your power. We can only endure these heartbreaks by your spirit and by your power, oh Lord. We pray for the truth to come out about what really happened, and for all of America to rise up against them for what they've done to North Carolina and to Houston and to Kerrville and to all throughout the Hill Country and Lahaina and to California. For years they've done this. Lord, help us to rise up, everyone to wake up and rise up against them, and to all join in mass to say enough and to cast them out of this earth. Lord, I thank you for Psalm 139, that you've told us that we're fearfully and wonderfully made, that you knew us even when we were formed in secret in our mother's womb. But Lord, we also thank you for that part of Psalm 139, which is an imprecatory psalm, and we join with that psalmist in saying, we hate them with a perfect hatred who hate you, O God. We hate them because they are just trying to destroy humanity, and we together ask that you would destroy the destroyers, that we would remove them from the face of the earth. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, to remove these evildoers. Again, we pray for strength for everyone on the battalion. Lord, guide us on what to post, what to share, where to go, what to do, who to talk to. Whatever you would have us to do, Lord, we are your army. We are your willing servants. We're happy to do that. We're just so happy to be together, that you've joined us together. Lord, help us to utilize this social media and bless my ex, Melissa Red Pill account, so that we can help to get the truth out about how this is biblical. This is the great day we've been waiting for. This is the end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. We praise you and thank you that you have this beautiful day planned for us, this golden age that we're embarking on, where eye has not seen and ear has not heard, nor has entered into the heart of man what you have prepared for those who love you. Thank you, Lord, for these beautiful days of health and wealth and peace and justice and knowledge and comfort and relationship that are coming for our future. We just are so excited, and we trust your plan. We trust your timing on all these things. We're waiting on you and exactly how you want to do this. And just, we're here to be your servants, whatever you'd have us to do. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. All right, guys, I love you. I'm so glad that we got together. I'm so glad that you guys joined with me again on the second video. What a deal. But thank you for joining with me the second go around. I appreciate you jumping back in here. But it is, that's what we do. We always make a way. We just keep going, and we don't ever stop. Okay, I love you guys, and I will talk to you later.